difference, cutting peanut allergy significantly. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Thousands of Wisconsinites took part in the second of the No Kings protests on Saturday. It's possibly the largest national protest ever against the U.S. president. 16,000 people gathered in Milwaukee, 15,000 gathered in Madison, and hundreds more in communities across Wisconsin. A sobering number in the annual homicide report from End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Executive Director Monique Minkin says 110 people lost their lives in 2024.
11 of them are family homicides. And so the 99 DV homicides, aside from the 11, that's the highest that we have ever had. It's alarming and it's sad.
If you or someone you know needs help, contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline or the National Sexual Assault Hotline. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 34.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Killian, Emily, and Dave. Morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. The Stray Cats on Max FM.
Well, maybe you meet when late Saturday night. I have my hair piled tight and the baby just looks so right.
area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Welcome to October 20th.
October 20th is National Chicken and Waffles Day.
Say it with me.
Fried chicken and waffles.
Today, I brought my chicken and waffles.
Delicious.
Super good.
So good. My stomach is growling.
I can hear it from over here.
I'm sure you can.
I just can't stop thinking about waffles.
Waffles, where's my waffles?
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
All right, I'm ready to try these chicken and waffles. Let's do it.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Killian and Emily. 7:09 on a chilly Monday morning. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Frost advisory till 8 a.m. for areas of frost. Increasing clouds, a high of 66. We will see it become breezier this afternoon. Winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers are likely gradually clearing with a low of 40 degrees. Tuesday, showers likely again in the afternoon, increasing clouds, a high of just 47. Tuesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a low of 38. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high of 48. Thursday, patchy frost to start the morning, sunny with a high of 54. Friday, frost again to start today, mostly sunny, a high of 59. Currently, 35 degrees outside of the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Again, the morning show is powered by Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. They're located at 108 3rd Street right here in Baraboo. As I'm looking out the window, I see they are open now for all your caffeine needs. As I've been talking throughout the morning, Amazon Web Services went down last night into the early morning hours. This impacted many websites, including Facebook, Snapchat, and apparently Snapchat and Canva users are still impacted by this outage. UK banks were impacted by this outage. According to Amazon, they say the issue that caused a mass outage has now been fully mitigated. All services should now be working as normal, and added some requests may be throttled while we work on full resolution. We've posted this also on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. Text us and let us know if you're impacted or comment on our Facebook page. One of our business partners even said, I saw a report elsewhere that other sites were down as well, including Ring, Lyft, and the New York Times. I currently cannot access my Ring history. I just want to see if the raccoons came back. LOL. Emily, Killian, good morning. Were either of you impacted by the Amazon Web Services outage today?
I don't know. Good morning. I do have the little like Echo Dot thing, and that was acting squirrely this morning when I was trying to listen to some stuff. So maybe that's why, but I haven't really tried much this morning. So I don't know. Killian?
No, I don't think so. I can't recall anything being messed up for me.
Well, Killian just got up. Who are we kidding? I mean, so he probably didn't notice it. So
we haven't been up for 3 hours already.
Yeah. Well, we knew something was weird because we asked our Alexa some questions last night, and she responded with gibberish and something about underscore, link, underscore. I'm like, all right, she's obviously confused. So, yeah, we knew something was weird. Yeah, we knew it was weird last night. Yeah.
She was trying to, as we used to say back in the day, boot up, reboot, or dial up or something.
Something.
She was confused
bizarre.
By her own self. She was like, I don't understand what's happening to me.
I cannot communicate with home base is what I think it came down to. But so, yeah, if you were impacted, text us and let us know. Or if you weren't impacted, you can let us know as well or comment on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. This just in from the city of Baraboo, 2nd Avenue road closure for Wednesday. The Baraboo Water Utility will be replacing a service lateral on 2nd Avenue this Wednesday, October 22nd, starting at 8 a.m. 2nd Avenue will be closed between Center and Summit Streets. They anticipated having 2nd Avenue back open by 2 p.m., so something to be aware of. We want to make sure that we pass that along to everyone this morning. That is just in from the City of Baraboo Water Utility. The other thing I do want to mention to everybody, Max FM Morning Show will be going live on location to Hope House of South Central Wisconsin to help support their Purple Thursday donation drive this Thursday. We will be there from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Killian and myself will be there. Emily will be with us remotely. We're going to be helping with their Purple Thursday donation drive. You can go to hopehousescw.org for the full list of needs. It includes the daily necessities like paper towel, Kleenex, dishwasher soap, baby wipes, body wash, lotion, basically everything you use every day in your household. Please stop by with a donation. Now, Killian, you're going to be making a donation on Purple Thursday, aren't you, buddy?
Absolutely.
And what are you donating?
Toilet paper.
Yeah, since you were such an expert at purchasing toilet paper with your friends during homecoming, you and your friends are going to be making a donation of toilet paper to Hope House. And we thank you for that as well. We thank your friends for that as well. We'll get a photo opportunity as well. So thank you, sir. Baraboo Police Officer is talking about also making a donation that day as well, Killian.
Awesome.
So again, stop by, say hi to Killian and I. Emily will be with us remotely as well. Lots of things happening that day. So please consider a donation. Again, go to hopehousescw.org. You can go to max.fm/events. We have it on our calendar as well. Now, I came across a story this morning, Emily and Killian. I was intrigued by it. Now, you've probably dealt with squeaky shoes at some point. Usually it's just new shoes on a certain type of flooring. But if you haven't been embarrassed by a pair of shoes that always squeak, Emily?
Yes, I have. Absolutely, 100%. And the squeaky shoe situation for me in my head is that it harkens back to like the like nerdy teacher in the 80s in the classroom that would walk around and kind of be the hall monitor, always had squeaky shoes. So like if it happens to me, I'm like, no, I'm not the nerdy teacher, I promise.
Killian, have you ever been impacted by the squeaky shoes?
Not really. I mean, when I walk out, like, and my shoes are wet, and then I walk inside, it's squeaky, but I gotta wipe them off on a carpet before.
So, the pair of shoes I'm wearing right now is squeaky shoes. I want to find out if I am impacted. Killian, what company's involved in this?
The Swiss shoe company On has a line of footwear called Clouds. They have hollow pads on the sole that are supposed to make it feel like you're walking on clouds, but they're loud clouds.
Okay, I got to check what brand of shoes I'm wearing. Emily?
You're not wearing those, are you?
I don't know. I've got squeaky shoes. Now I'm curious about this. So, Emily, now people have complained about this.
Yeah, they complain about how they make a squeaky sound when you walk on them that never goes away. It isn't a new issue, though. People online have been talking about it for a year. But now there's a class action lawsuit because people think it's a defect for expensive shoes like clout.
Whoa! Where was that at, Killian?
I have no idea. Out of nowhere.
What was that?
A very obnoxious vehicle just drove by the Max FM studios in the Weicker Great Day building.
Nice. Slow down, folks. You know you're listening to the radio right now, so you're getting a big old finger-shaking no-no from the second story up there at the Weicker Great Day building. Slow down.
There was no reason for that.
I thought you were doing some cool sound effect that was going to turn into a squeak.
No. Wow. More than 10 styles have been issued mentioned in this lawsuit. The shoes typically cost between $140 and $180 bucks. Okay, these are not my shoes. I know that much already. The company has not commented on the lawsuit, but they have denied warranty claims related to the issue, either because they feel like it falls under normal wear and tear or because they don't believe it's a defect, Killian. But guess what? They're not the only company.
They are not the only company that's faced complaints about squeaking shoes. Another brand, Brooks Sports, has said that the issue is often caused by air or moisture trapped under the insoles within the shoes. They recommend removing the insoles after each wear so the insoles and the shoes can dry.
I'm not going to work that hard to wear shoes that were that expensive. You don't need to be taking the insoles out after every time you wear. No, that's way too much work.
So, Killian, I'm holding my shoes up in studio this morning, right?
Right.
These are the squeaky shoes. It's definitely, these are Skechers slip-ins. And so, yeah, they say M-strike on the bottom. So, yeah, they're striking a lot of squeak. Now, Killian, if I look at the bottom of this shoe looks perfectly fine on the bottom. There's no worn-out part of this shoe. There's no reason that this thing should be squeaking, right?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. They don't smell bad either. I just thought I'd check that too in case anyone was curious.
Thank you so much for sharing. That's exactly what everyone needs to know on a Monday morning. Dave's shoes smell good. Maybe not good, but they don't smell bad. And they're not squeaking.
No, so they are squeaking.
You have it. Oh, they are squeaking.
No, these are my squeaky shoes. That's why I wanted to see what they said on the bottom of them, because this is something that's plagued me with this pair of shoes. My lovely wife can attest to it. I'm walking through the house and it doesn't matter. I'm on carpet. I'm on linoleum. Squeak, 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 squeak. And I'm like, what in the Sam heck is going on with these shoes? Drives me insane.
I'm sure it makes her super happy and it doesn't drive her crazy in the least.
No, not at all. So, yes, I'm plagued by this. Now, I'm curious if our listeners have ran into this issue. If you have, again, text us and let us know, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app, like for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM and tap text. Wow, there's so much activity in front of the Weicker Great Day building. I'm not sure what's going on with that car out here, but some sort of
report
handoff of something is happening out here. We're just going to leave it at that. It's corner of third and Oak. Wow, it is an interesting...
Chief Carlone, where are you when we need you? What's going on out here in the square?
Well, I saw Baraboo PD going by with a foot patrol. I saw a foot patrol going by this morning just a few minutes ago. They just missed us. Wow, between that and the truck or whatever. I think it was a truck, but wow. Interesting morning. See, this is how easily we're distracted in the Max FM studios this morning. And just wait, we'll be live on Thursday and easily distracted as well. But yeah, it's been a busy morning already. So let us know if you've been impacted by squeaky shoes. Now, Killian, what would you do if your shoes were squeaking all day in school? Would you just take your shoes off, walk through the school with your socks on? Or
yeah, I would just take them off and throw them away probably.
Yeah, these shoes are too new for that, so I don't know. Now I'm going to go Google if my brand of shoes is impacted by this, because I'm curious. But again, like Emily said, I'm not pulling my insoles out every single night on a pair of shoes, because these shoes have sat all weekend, too, so I can't believe there would still be air and moisture trapped in. It seems like a cop-out answer, Emily.
I feel like that, too. I feel like they're just trying to come up with something to you know, bat down the complaints and headlines that they're getting online that they don't like. I don't know. Like, I think they can claim all kinds of stuff and really not have to back it up with any real proof. People are like, oh, okay, I'm satisfied with that. That's fine. I'll go ahead and work harder and take the insoles out of my shoes, but I really love my shoes. You know, great. That's, I don't know. I'm not buying it.
I'm not buying it.
I'm also not buying those shoes. That's what I'm not buying.
Right. Well, it's an expensive amount for a pair of shoes is also what I'm thinking. And as sometimes quickly as I go through shoes, I'm not spending $180 on a pair of shoes either. Just saying, that seems a little...
Well, especially if your shoes are yelling at you the whole time you're walking
right?
around. Like your shoes are literally like... Wah, 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 wah.
Right.
No more steps forward. You know, like, we have enough stuff going on. We don't need our shoes to be talking back to us while we try and take steps forward in our lives, right?
Right, and that's exactly it. Well, here, I'm gonna do this real quick. I know we're running out of time here, but I gotta play this real quick. Emily is pretty close with that sound. That's all I'm saying right there. So
that just reminds me, like I said, of some kind of nerdy teacher or like principal or something, just like coming down the hallway, just all, you know, filled with their own readiness to get some teenager in trouble. No more throwing toilet paper, kids. I don't know. All right. Probably time for more music mornings with Dave Killian and Emily. And the key word here is music.
Yes, it is. We'll be back with you at 7:40 as we celebrate celebrity birthdays and local birthdays, anniversary, and text those in now as well. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee. We are going to get back into the music with the Eurythmics. Sweet Dreams on Max FM.
Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be.
90s and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Emily, David, and Killian. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. The Wisconsin Book Fest is a free four-day festival in Madison that celebrates every type of reader. Whether you're into mind-racing mysteries, great birding guides, speculative sci-fi, or music memoirs, you're sure to find an author to obsess over. Join us October 23rd through the 26th for dozens of author readings, discussions, book signings, and more. Head to max.fm to check out the full event lineup. And don't forget to make space on your shelves for new favorites. Now, Killian, reading books is a good thing, right?
I guess you could say that.
You guess? Okay. I take it you don't do a lot of reading.
Not a whole ton.
No, you're probably more watching football and baseball and that type of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. And so books are a good thing, and this is going to be a good event. And we have some information on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. And I like reading when I get time. I just haven't had a lot of time because, you know, we've been watching a lot of sports. Packers squeaked off a victory yesterday. You and I and Chris Hovel will talk about that at 8:35. That was way too close for comfort.
Yeah, it was way, way too close, especially playing Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. And not to get the lead until like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I mean, it's the first time the Packers led all day.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting, to say the least.
It was. I mean, it's been an interesting Wisconsin sports weekend. Of course, the Badgers lost again on Saturday. Everyone's calling for Luke Fickell to be fired. For anyone that's curious, $28 million contract buyout if they were to relieve him of his duties. I don't know that that's going to happen. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, putting up no points against Iowa and then going and playing the number one ranked team in the nation, it's no good. You're not setting yourself up for success there.
And they're playing a number eighth ranked team again this weekend, so I don't see that going well, I'll be honest with you. Brewers, they unfortunately lost as well. They did not have a real good weekend either. Now, what was the final score of the Brewer game, Killian? I don't recall on Friday night. Do you recall? I can go look it up, but
I believe it was it 5-0?
That's what I was remembering, if it was 5-0 or 5-1. That's what I was trying to remember. Honestly, don't remember. Either way, the Brewers did not pull out the victory, but you know, the Dodgers had quite a game there for them, to say the least.
Yeah. I think we all witnessed the single best performance in MLB history from Shohei Ohtani.
I do, too. I mean, between the pitching and the home runs, I mean, he had one of the best. I mean, that was the best. I mean, there's no two ways about it. And it's going to be interesting to see how that goes now again, because they're playing. It was 5-1 was the final score. Yeah. I had to go look, too, because I couldn't remember what it was either. So, yeah, I mean, so it's either going to be the Mariners or the Blue Jays coming up for the World Series on Friday night. What's your prediction there, Killian?
I'm thinking it's going to be Mariners versus Dodgers in the World Series, and I'm going to take the Dodgers in that series. No matter who they play, Blue Jays or Mariners, I'm going to take the Dodgers.
All right. Sounds good. There's your answer from our sports expert, Killian. We'll get you back into the music after a look at our local sports and weather on Max FM.
Morning. Welcome to Gap Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have a antique and collectible auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview today at the property in Sauk City from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. An excellent auction with a lot of very hard-to-find antique and primitive items. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday, we have another antique and household auction, also ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview on Wednesday from 11 to 1 at the property in Kendall. That catalog can also be found on our website at gavinbros.com. On Friday, we have the Hag Family Dairy Milking Robots Auction. This auction features milking equipment, including bulk tank, robots, as well as other milking-related industry items. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Going over Friday's games, Sparta beat Baraboo 44-20. Reedsburg beat Toma 51-19. Waupun beat Wisconsin Dells 68-35. Sauk Prairie beat Edgewood 20-7. And Mount Horeb beat Portage 47-20. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today, breezy and warmer than yesterday, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, some showers likely mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 40s. On Tuesday, showers redeveloping in the afternoon, breezy and much cooler, highs only near 50. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 34.
The most non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. It is 7:39 on Monday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. This morning, we do have that frost advisory going until 8 a.m. We do have areas of frost this morning. Increasing clouds, a high of 66. It will be breezy this afternoon. Winds 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, showers are likely, gradually clearing with a low of 40 degrees. Tomorrow, showers are likely in the afternoon, increasing clouds, a high of just 47. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a high of 48. Thursday, frost to start the day, mostly sunny, a high of 54. On Friday, frost to start the day again, mostly sunny, a high of 59. Sneak peek into the weekend, highs right around 60, lows in the mid-30s to low 40s. Currently, it is 36 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, we are going to be celebrating celebrity birthdays. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. We always appreciate our listeners texting, like Becky, and letting us know that final score of the Brewers game on Friday night, because Killian and I knew it was 5-something. It was 5-1, unfortunately. So the Brewers are out for the rest of the duration. But like Killian and I were talking a few minutes ago, it will be the Dodgers playing somebody during the World Series that starts on Friday. Also, as a reminder, we'll be talking about Pets of the Week at 8:10, Calendar Days at 8:20, hanging with Havel and Dave and Killian at 8:35. We'll break down that Packer game more in depth. Now, looking at our celebrity birthday list, Emily, this is a short list today.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. I kept kind of scrolling and I was like, oh, those are all folks that are not with us any longer. So I don't know. Maybe we'll throw some love at those folks too, because we don't have a lot of our current birthdays. But we can go ahead and wish Candace Swanepoel, 37 today, happy birthday. She was a Victoria's Secret angel. John Krasinski's 46. He, of course, is Jack Ryan. He was also the star of one of the stars of Quiet Place. And Jim on The Office. I think that was his like breakout role, probably. Who do you see, Killian?
I see Dan Fogler. Yep, is 49. He played Jacob Kowalski in the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And look at the next big. Who's the next big one, Killian?
Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is 54 today.
And I assume you know who Snoop Dogg is.
Yeah, I know Snoop Dogg.
All right.
Snoop Dogg has done a good job staying front and center
in
pop culture. Like, it doesn't matter that the first time I heard Snoop Dogg, I was 15. He's still, like, front and center. Everyone knows who that guy is. He does a good job, like, meandering his way through commercials, and, you know, he shows up in random movies sometimes. Like, for some reason, like, on other artists, I'd be like, sell out, they're doing commercials. But for him, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Snoop Dogg.
Exactly. And he was doing stuff with Martha Stewart for the longest time. I mean, you look at it, he's had a pretty big career post-music. I mean, I think that's pretty amazing. And so, I mean, I remember Snoop Dogg when I was a kid. I was younger than 15, unfortunately. I'm not going to say much more than that, but yeah. I was a little bit younger when I remember Snoop Dogg, and I mean, he was the next and upcoming thing. And so, for his career to continue this long post-music is pretty cool. Also on our list, we have Jimmy Westbrook from Little Big Town is 54. William Zabka is 60. Johnny Lawrence in The Karate Kid and Cobra Kai. Kamala Harris is 61. And we have two more big ones, Emily. Who are those two?
Sure. Superstar from Lord of the Rings, Lord Aragorn, is 67. That would be Viggo Mortensen. And Keith Hernandez is 72, former New York Mets All-Star. I do want to do a shout out to one of our folks that has passed. This individual was the OG Dracula. This is the best time of year to celebrate Bela Lugosi. If you've not seen the OG or original Dracula movie, Bela Lugosi, I mean, you have to adjust your watching eyes because it is old school. I mean, you're not seeing anything that is the, you know, it is not quick switches of the camera that, you know, you're not, it's totally different kind of film, but it's beautifully done. Anyways, he would have been celebrating his birthday today, but he no longer is with us, and he passed away on in 1956. He was born in 1882. So yeah, he's OG in every way.
Oh yeah, for sure. And one of them that I saw that also passed was Jerry Olbrich. He passed away in 2005. He was Lenny Briscoe on the original Law and Order. So that was where I remember him from. Also, Mickey Mantle would have celebrated a birthday today with Tom Petty. I mean, those were some big past celebrity birthdays. And so those did bear mentioning today with our list. And in case anyone's curious, 11 days to Halloween and 13 days until we fall back. Daylight savings time ends. That means we fall back, Killian. That means your sleep schedule is going to adjust. It gets darker earlier. You ready for that?
Not really. Is fallback, are we losing an hour or gaining an hour?
So when
gaining
we
an hour.
Gain an hour.
Oh, okay.
But
we gain an hour, but it makes it all funky in the evening and in the morning because literally all of a sudden it's 5:30, 5 o'clock, and it's dark.
Yeah, 5 o'clock at night, it'll be dark out. And so, yeah, I mean, that's a part that I hate with daylight savings time. And they've always been talking about changing it and doing away with it and just going with one or the other. I don't like the fact it's going to be dark at 5 o'clock or even getting dark at 4:30 at night. That is, you know, as you get into December, it's like, all right, I get done with work. Oh, yay, it's dark out. I guess I might as well go to bed. Just kidding, of course, but it's what it feels like.
For real. It does kind of make you feel like that. Even last night with the colder temperatures yesterday, and then it felt like it got dark earlier, even last night, more so than even the day before. But I think it's because it was cold. It was just kind of like, get inside and why not get under a blanket, you know, or whatever. Like it just kind of felt that way. And I was like, oh, here it comes. You just know the shift is happening. But, you know, that's what winter is for, is to kind of buckle down and bake some things and jar some things if you're old school or if you're still doing that kind of work, which is great. And then, you know, just, you know, kind of save your energy. That's what they say is. And I think that's kind of an agricultural thing, is save your energy for when you need to get back out and plant and harvest and all that stuff.
Indeed. And we do have one local birthday. Happy birthday to Judy Bird. She is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to Judy. Hope you have a great day celebrating your birthday as well. As a reminder, you can always text those birthdays into us, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. We also have been talking about the Amazon Web Services outage that affected many websites, including UK banking websites earlier this morning. I mean, that was insanity to start the day. I mean, it was infecting Facebook as well, and it affected Snapchat, so I was not impacted there whatsoever. Killian, Snapchat, yes or no?
I wasn't affected. I didn't get up in time, I guess.
Do you use Snapchat?
Oh, yeah. I use Snapchat all the time.
Okay. Emily, do you use Snapchat?
Nope. Nope. But it is used in my household a lot. I know the little ding that is Snapchat, and it is happening all the time. So we'll see if the kids got affected. I don't know. I haven't asked yet.
Yeah, Snapchat, I don't use it at all. I know that everyone's going, oh my gosh, I can't believe Dave doesn't use Snapchat. I just don't have I've got enough messaging platforms available that I don't need to add another one, is what it ultimately comes down to. And so, but like I said, we were impacted when our Amazon Alexa was doing weird things last night. We knew something was up, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to bed. She's just acting weird. Nothing new there. I mean, and it was just like, we both laughed because ever since we got an upgrade, she's a little bit just snarkier, short with us. And I'm like, and I realize we're talking about a device, but you'll say, hey, Alexa, do this. Okay. And it's like, we asked her
an upgrade, and her voice now has a tone of snark to it. That was her upgrade.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, wow, if I want this kind of snark, wait, I'm not saying what's in my head next. We'll just leave that one alone. But it's like, you know, that's crazy to think that, you know, that she's that snarky. I mean, and so, yeah, when we all of a sudden were getting weird responses, I'm like, okay, done with this. I mean, we've been doing some work in our house. I was talking with Killian off air that I had redone all of our internet networking yesterday in our house and did some work to get everything kind of cleaned up and into one spot and organized and all that stuff. And so I disconnected all of our wiring. And of course, you know, I had one wire I accidentally unplugged. I couldn't remember where it was. And I'm like, oh, that's our wireless access point. So,
oh, nice job, Dave.
Yeah.
Mr. IT, you unplugged a wireless access point. Well, I don't think you need to worry unless Alexa starts giving you War Games codes. Then you need to worry.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but it's one of those things that, you know, we use it a lot because we can tell it to turn lights on and off. We can tell it to change the temperature if someone's at the door. I mean, so yeah, it was interesting. I'll be curious. We had one listener who commented about their Ring system being impacted. Killian was sleeping through the whole outage, so I guess that was good. So he wasn't impacted. I know he's just happy it didn't impact his ability to go to school today.
Yeah, oh,
that's
so
the
happy.
Most important.
Now, you only have a three-day week this week, right?
Yeah.
Or now is Wednesday a full day of school?
No, I don't think it is. It's awesome, actually.
So you have a two-and-a-half-day week of school this week?
Basically.
Oh, that's rough. We're putting him to work, though, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's a senior. He can be chilling. That's good for you.
Yeah. He's actually filling in for you on Friday, Emily, because you're off on Friday. So
exactly. So, you know, when you don't have a lot of schoolwork to do, you got to work. That's what my parents always told me.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. No, I think that you have fun. I appreciate you covering for me on Friday. There's a lot going on in Baraboo this week, so I'm being pulled in a million different directions. So that's really, really helpful. And I'm sure you'll just, you know, blow it out of the water. Got to be careful about my job here, I'm sure.
You know, it's all good. And so Killian is the intern, is going to be co-hosting. It'll be his first time officially just being the co-host. The goal is before his internship is up, he's going to be sitting in the chair being me at some point. And I'm just going to sit back with my feet on the table drinking coffee. What do you think,
That's
Killian?
Nice.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And everyone said, you really are doing it? I'm like, yes, I really am doing that. And if there's a time where I might be off, Killian will be subbing for me. So, yeah, so he gets the full internship experience here. So we appreciate that. So, all right, we better get back into the music. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10. We're going to talk about the pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
Perfect. Sounds like a plan.
More music mornings with Emily, Dave, and Killian. It is 7:51. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Big deals! Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits. Max FM.
Jitterbug. 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 Jitterbug.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts.
Jitterbug into my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
Goes to
Rock steady.